North Central Indiana Ham Fest. All the information there. Sunday from 7:30 to, I think, 2:30, something like that. And it is Sunday. And we're supposed to make a showing over there to help set up and tear down. Set up will be Saturday evening, I think, 5 o'clock. If there's any corrections, Chuck will take care of that. But I'd like to see us all make a pretty good showing over there. And make it look like we're interested anyway. K9DVL. And by the way, on the news tonight, they told all about the big booms in the area.
Okay, so I'll send them some details then.
For the ones that don't have television, I guess the Great Lakes Naval Training Center has been flying over this area and supersonic speeds, and they also have been dropping flares. That's where the lights came from, so that's where it's all coming from.
Okay, thanks, Dave. I saw a little bit of that. Let's see, they said not only Tuesday was it here, but Wednesday they had stuff south of Kokomo, between Kokomo and Tipton. Is that right?
That's correct, same deal.
Okay. Well, maybe next time they'll give people some advance warning. Not take everybody by surprise. Okay, thanks very much, Dave. Any other check-ins, comments, rechecks, anything for the net? W9LBY and the Cass County Amateur Radio Emergency Net. N9PMW, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, phone to everybody in the net. Sorry I was a little late on this. Any case, most people stole my thunder because, yes, setup is indeed Saturday at 5 o'clock. I have the times, unfortunately, at home. I'm not at home right now, but I will get them on the email to people, and as well, I'll have them at the meeting Saturday to help round up some people as well. But, yes, meet the fairgrounds brew, obviously, Miami County Fairgrounds, for a setup 5 p.m. Saturday, and I believe that's only going to last an hour or two at the most. And we're going to need it tomorrow morning. I'll be okay. Sunday morning, I think it's at 6 a.m., if I remember correctly. That way they're just getting the final stuff, you know, set up before everything starts right after that. Like I said, I don't have any of the paperwork with me right now. I emailed Robbie, and he just told me earlier this week when exactly things were finalized to be. But that's what I remember off the top of my head. And any corrections, like I say, I'll put them on the remailer to everybody, and I'll also have the paper at the meeting so we can drum up as much help as possible. And like Dave said, you know, we've got to make a good showing, not only act like we're interested, but actually be interested. You know, we show a bunch of people, you know, show up with a bunch of people, that's going to help out everybody in the whole scheme of things. Having nothing else, I'll turn it back to you, Phil, and I can't believe.
Okay, thanks very much for that information. Hope we have good weather. It got up to 77 today, I couldn't believe it. Looks like I'm going to be having a lot of night work and overtime coming in the next several weeks. We got several big projects going on. We've got Monday night, got to go in midnight, removing fiber. They've got a bridge construction job north of Pulaski. Our fiber runs too close to the bridge, so we've got to put a new piece of fiber in, out in the field further away from the bridge, and then starting at midnight, break the old fiber and start splicing it into the new fiber section on north and south of the bridge. There's 30 fibers in there. And some of them are redundant with another route, but some of them are not, so it will be service affecting for a while for some people. So, trying to get everybody notified, make sure we got all our ducks in a row, and have the least amount of outage possible. So, anyway, I've been busy getting trained on satellite TV and wireless internet, because the guy that usually does that is going for a week of schooling next week in North Carolina for school on the new central office soft switch, so I get to do his job and my job for the next 10 days. Could be busy times, but that always helps the pocketbook. That's it for here. Stand by one time, one more time for any check-ins, comments, questions, or anything else for the net. And club meeting is Saturday, isn't it? Third Saturday of the month. 9 a.m. at Cass County EMA building on Highway 17 North. This is W9LVY, standing by for any additional comments or check-ins.
WD9BHR, Winnemac, have no traffic, so we're here. WD9BHR.
Okay, here's WD9BHR, was there another station?
KB9WSO.
Okay, I've got WD9BHR, KB9WSL, and KB9DVL. Any others? KW9WD9BHR, go ahead.
I'm just listening, so there's nothing going on. WD9BHR.
Okay, thanks for checking in. KB9WSL, go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, Phil and everyone on the net. Looking forward to the club meeting, and I took vacation, 3-day vacation day, so I can either help set up, or if they need somebody to help tear down on Sunday afternoon, I can do that too. Other than that, it's been just a nice day up here in Rochester today. Back to you, KB9WSL.
Hey Tom, thanks for checking in. From a handheld there in town, can you hit the 285 repeater okay?
Usually I can, but I haven't tried it lately.
Okay, well, you might check and let me know. Thanks a lot. K9DVL, go ahead, Dave, W9LVY.
Okay, well, at the Hamfest, the club is planning on a club table. So if anybody's got ham stuff that they want to bring and put on that table for sale, this is just, this is for the club members, and also we'll try to have somebody there that can watch it, and it might be some things that you want to get rid of. I know K9AWH, Bob is talking about bringing some stuff, so keep that in mind anyway. It'd be nice to... we can have a little advertisement on the table also for the Cass County Amateur Radio Club. We'll have to come up with a sign or something. Anyway, catch you later, K9DVL.
Okay, I'm glad you mentioned that, Dave. Sounds good. All right. Any other check-ins or anything for the net? W9LVY.
KC9IDO, check me in and out, please.
Okay, KC9IDO, thanks for checking in and out. Okay, one last chance for any check-ins, comments, questions, or anything for the net. This is W9LVY. Okay, thanks everybody for checking in. 9 check-ins tonight. Appreciate that, Terry. Wasn't sure if he was going to get back by 8:30, he wanted me to take it, so if he didn't show up, so got that covered. So that concludes NET this evening. And we'll close the NET and return the repeater to normal amateur use. This is W9LVY.